Welcome to the Overflow Overflow.
Yes.
Good morning, Pete Brown. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So what do we got going on in here today?
We have an IoT lab, which is really exciting. This is the first time we've done this at Build. Mm-hmm. And so we've got like 96 stations with Raspberry Pis and a bunch of other gadgets and things that people will hopefully not blow up.
Yeah.
That they get to experiment with Windows 10 on tiny devices.
So I was talking to Gus here, and he's with GHI, and this is the company that made the Fez hat for the Raspberry Pi 2 and the Raspberry Pi 3. This is such a cool little device. Do you just want to say what this thing does real quick?
Test.
Yeah, basically it's a hat that sits on your top of your Raspberry Pi, but instead of having these little, usually on the Pi you would have these connections where you can stick wires in, maybe mm-hmm. add a breadboard, but if you're not a hardware guy, it can be a little bit difficult. The Fez hat makes it freaking easy. That's what Fez stands for.
That's awesome. I learned that today.
And it also has a few sensors, so if you need to just read temperature, light.
Yeah, it's got temperature,
Different sensors that are right on board. There's even a motor controller on there. Like the IOs on the Raspberry Pi can drive a motor, for example. Yeah. There's a chip on there to help with that. So we take care of the electronics. Side, we even give you a Nougat awesome. Package with the driver.
Mm-hmm.
So you plug the shield on top and you just get the Nougat package in Visual Studio and you're ready.
I love it because you can control. There's like an ambient sensor, there's some buttons, there's some lights on here.
Yeah.
What I like is you can do it with one line of code. It's just really, really cool.
Yeah, the driver takes care of everything for you. You can just add the Nougat package and you're good to go. Yeah.
Support C++ and Visual Basic and Node, and actually things like Arduino wiring. So you can take code that you've written for the Arduino, and we've done a lot of work there to make sure many of the libraries work, and you can do that directly in Visual Studio, targeting Windows 10 on a device like the Raspberry Pi.
For some time, and just frankly, it's not, it's messy, it's hard. There's, my kids want more time.
What's going on?
Hey Greg, how's it going?
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Keynote was awesome this morning.
What'd you think?
Well, there's the double-click install for UWP apps, which is going to make it really easy for a lot of deployments.
Yep.
I was impressed with Xbox developer mode, HoloLens information, as well as a lot with the bots coming in for personal assistant interactions and that.
Yeah. You getting HoloLens?
Yes, I have it purchased. I got the order shipment notification this morning, and should have it next week.
Okay, we're all going to Greg's house. Hey, Sarah, you were on the MS Dev Show. Let's get an update. What's the latest in the Node tools for Visual Studio?
Oh man, a lot has happened. It's been a year or so since.
Yeah, I think it's been almost a year.
Over the past year, we've added support for NPM v3, so lots of different stack path issues. So now everything gets installed maximally.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that before. Yeah.
Maximally flat. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. We also have the new Visual C++ build tool, so now you don't have to install so that's making a lot of, there's actually a long thread on that in Node.js, so that's making a lot of people happy. And on the tooling front, we've been working on providing more seamless end-to-end experience. So no matter what external third-party tools you're using, both in Visual Studio and Visual Studio. So in Visual Studio code, we just switched to using Salsa. A experience that's powered by the TypeScript language service. And we're also previewing that same experience in Visual Studio. It's actually the going to be the default in our next Node release as well. And then with VS Code, one of the cool things is that there is now a new flag that lets you actually use NodeMon. What happens, so NodeMon is basically, it's something that you can use while you're debugging your application and keep restarting the process.
Oh yeah, keep it alive. Yeah. I think we have to have Sarah back on for another episode of the MS Dev Show, because there's a lot of stuff in here. So it sounds really good. Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks.
Hey Jonathan, how's it going?
Good. Awesome first day of Build. The IoT stuff looks fantastic. Can't wait to play with a HoloLens tomorrow. And I'm definitely building a bot for Cortana.
Finished dinner at Punichi and Panetti. It's really good. Now I'm going to go meet up with Tony to get some drinks and hopefully meet up with some more people. Lots of stuff going on tonight.
Is that it? Is that it right there?
That is it. MSW tile on your band.
Awesome.
Good job, Tony.
My watch, my right hand.
So there's his MSW show on my band.
Nice.
Now, if only I had video.
Number one fan, right? How's it going, Richard?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're here at the MVP party.
Yeah. It's a bit chaotic, but it's fun.
I hope you enjoyed. I'm off to bed, and I'll see everybody tomorrow.